Well, the group that's gathered, actually, there's many, many groups, and they're growing in numbers after Friday midday prayers, really are setting their aim at two things: the Muslim Brotherhood and what they see as their domination of Egyptian politics, and in particular, this draft constitution. This will be the first post-revolution constitution, and it's causing a lot of controversy. The draft that's being circulated has people concerned on a number of levels. And what they think it's too specifically vague in certain areas, that they've done that on purpose so that it sounds okay, but later could allow for a greater Islamist influence on the country. And so today's protest is actually called Egypt for All Egyptians.
What exactly would be an example of what they consider to be too vague?
Well, one of the most controversial points is an article, Article 9, which says that the family is the basis of society and its foundations are religion, morality, and patriotism. And what happens is, again, it's very vague, so it's not really clear what, for example, they say that that's defined by morality. Now, whose morality? And it's not very clear, so perhaps in years to come, people could use that to exploit it to a very narrow definition, say, a Salafist in what some people would consider the most strict interpretation that would exclude a lot of people's choices.
I understand Egypt's Constituent Assembly is made up of about 100 people in it. So what exactly is the makeup of it? Is it enough cultural and political diversity to represent everyone?
Well, between the Muslim Brotherhood, the Salafists, and some other Islamic groups, they do represent that Islamist strain of thinking dominates that Constituent Assembly. It's interesting, next week, on Tuesday, the High Court is going to rule on a case that was brought forward by liberal members of that body and their supporters, saying that it's not a properly representative body, and they're hoping that they'll have another dissolution. They've already had one such body be dissolved earlier, and now they're looking for it to be happen again so that they can form a new body that they that other forces in the country feel will better represent them.
How is the Muslim Brotherhood reacting to these protests?
Well, we saw last week, also on Friday, big protests again by secularists and leftists and anti-Muslim Brotherhood groups confront supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, and it became quite violent. Probably the worst demonstrations in Mr. Morsi, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi's 3, almost 4 month rule now. So we do see this sort of beginning of a polarization, and some people are arguing, you know, give people a little more time. Others are, no, we need to push them now and make sure that the fundamentals of the new society are properly laid out.
The violence that occurred last week, was that the Muslim Brotherhood supporters against the opposition groups?
Well, by all witness accounts, that was the two groups involved. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood says that, no, that they didn't have any supporters there, that the violence was caused by third parties, that are unknown assailants. But again, according to the witnesses, and certainly there were Muslim Brotherhood buses that had brought in supporters that were seen there. And so it would seem that those were the two principal parties involved in that clash.
With last week's violence and the protesting that is taking place today, what is really being accomplished by these groups? At this point, it doesn't seem that there's much that's being accomplished outside of just more violence.
Well, that is a really big problem here, and that sort of gets to the root of things. That, you know, it's been almost 2 years since the revolution and the ouster of the old government. And protests, of course, took a huge part in that. But at what point, people are now beginning to ask, do we all need to work together as opposed to just taking everything to the street each time? Is that too disruptive, or is it a positive force in making the government respond? And that's a very big debate right now.